Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so Democrat lie. No, there's no illegals getting health care. No, the law says, and it's very brilliant how they're doing this. They're walking around saying, well, the law says ACA, which is Obamacare, says you can't get health care for free if you're illegal. So that we would never break the law, the Democrats are saying. So I mean, it's not happening. Republicans are lying, they're saying. Okay. ACA, Obamacare, this is so easy to understand, does say illegals can't get health care. So for them, they would fall on the Medicaid side because all of them technically don't have income. They can't report it, right? So they get the biggest subsidies possible and they do get health care. What has happened, and I've been explaining this for a long time, these Democrat states have been ignoring federal law and signing up illegals for health care. And what they're doing is very clever. It's a very clever lie they're trying to tell. What they're doing is saying, well, no. The illegals are in. Okay, well, maybe some illegals, yeah, maybe they are getting health care. They admitted that overnight. But it's just asylees. See, they have status. So they're not undocumented. That's the lie Jake Tapper was telling yesterday. That sounds very official. Okay, so they're not undocumented. They're who's he talking about? They have status. They're not undocumented. What are you talking about? Well, what they mean is when you illegally come over the border under Joe Biden, he would give you a notice to appear for your asylum trial. Everybody who comes over the border gets a notice to and turns themselves in, gets a notice to appear because they claim asylum. They claim my government's trying to kill me. As we know, Lee, 92-93% of them, they're full of it. They're just from Guatemala. And they want to live on the backs of U.S. taxpayers. They're from El Salvador. They're from Mexico. Their government's not trying to kill them. They don't qualify for asylum, and they'll eventually be ejected. So what the Biden administration's done is said, oh, these are asylees, though. They can have, yeah, no, we'll pay. And the Democrat states have signed them all up illegally for Medicaid. And what Biden was doing and the Democrats were doing was simply paying reimbursements for their health care. So are you having the federal government direct, you know, pay for their health care? No. Does ACA say that's wrong? Does Obamacare say that's wrong? Yes. So they just got around it by sending the money to the states and the states would pay. So what happened in the big, beautiful bill was we cut that off. They very explicitly said, and I have the section right here for anybody that wants to read it. In the big, beautiful bill, if you are not legally here and all these people claiming asylum, it's roughly 10 million people under Biden. Anyway, there's more from before. They can't leave. They cannot. It's illegal for them to get Medicaid. The Congressional Budget Office then scored, not a friend of Republicans, then scored this and said, yes, there were 1.4 million illegals getting Medicaid before the big, beautiful bill. But as of October 1st, they're cut off. They're done. Let me read the exact words to you that the Democrats are pretending do not exist, but they do. After the big, beautiful bill passed, the Congressional Budget Office wrote, their job, they were created by Congress, is to analyze the fiscal impacts of legislation, say what it means. About 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status requirements for Medicaid enrollment, but who would be covered under current law in programs funded by the states. That, they write, is who is cut off by the big, beautiful bill. So CBO is admitting 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status have lost their coverage because of the big, beautiful bill. This is not hard to understand. The Democrats' amendment there, the one they want or us to pass or they'll shut down the government, reverses that. And 1.4 million. And they're not just individuals. Some of these people hold Medicaid for their entire families. So it might be a head of household. It looks like one person, but it's a plan. It's more than 1.4 million people, but technically that's how many like Medicaid policyholders there are. The cost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Most of this, Lee, $185 billion a year. Real money. So I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this from the CBO. I mean, I don't know how you can deny this other than just screaming over and over again and hoping somebody will believe you. Here's a Democrat, Ro Khanna, admitting yesterday. So this is where we started. First, they blacked it out and the media pretended not to know, except, you know, not Fox News or Newsmax or anything, but the liberal media, not to know that these illegals do, in fact, get this health care. And DOGE found them. I've played that audio. This has been going on for a long time. They were pretending not to know. But then X is out there and everybody found out. So they moved out of the blackout phase and immediately into the lying phase. No illegals are getting health care. Well, that doesn't work when you hardly have an audience and everybody's on X. So now everybody knows, yeah, they're getting this. So that now we're in the phase of Ro Khanna, Democrat congressmember, admitting, well, a small number of illegals might be getting health care.
The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality that even the vice president would acknowledge, that anyone who looks at the numbers will acknowledge, is 90 to 95% of the funding we're talking about is talking about funding for American citizens.
Well, it's not 95%. It's actually, okay, the total number for Medicaid is $909 billion. That's what's spent. $185 billion is for illegals. Not small, Lee.
No.
Not small at all.
That's not small.
No. And the Congressional Budget Office even said, this is actually exciting. When you cut the $185 billion, premiums for everybody in Obamacare go down. Because they were free riding. Right. You understand, these illegals, they're not, they make money. You see them all the time going down a highway. They got brand new landscape, you know, landscaping equipment, brand new trucks. Of course they do. They're working under the table, making bank, paying no taxes because they're not reporting it. And they got free everything. Got free health care. Got, you know, a lot of them living in hotels paid for by me and you. Trump cut off a lot of those programs. Now we're going after their health care. So when you cut that, the Congressional Budget Office in that same report I just read you admits, yeah, the premiums for all Americans go down because we don't have to subsidize as much.
Well, there's no longer any carrot, just stick.
No. And so here's the thing. We are getting robbed blind twice by the Democrats and the illegals. Once, we got to pay for the health care. We print a lot of money for that. And when you print money, you get inflation. When you get inflation, prices go up at the grocery store. They've never gone back down. So they robbed us that way. Then they rob you a second time because the premiums have to go up for everybody. So now you're paying, when you're paying your health care bills, when you're paying your premiums, we're paying all of that, the price goes up because they're all now connected, Medicaid and you know, the ACA system, it's all connected across the board. So when you and I pay our overinflated bill for our health care, the reason it's so high is we're paying for deadbeats. We're paying for people who don't have jobs. We're paying for poor people. And we're also paying for single moms working full time, but she just can't make it. And that's why your health care is so expensive. You can't even get health care until you pay yours and somebody else's. It's called socialism. That's how our health care works under Obamacare. So the Democrats want to put the illegals back, and they have shut the country down, shut the government down until they get what they want. But the good news is, and this is fantastic, overnight, Budget Director Russ Vought announced the mass layoffs are going to start in about 24 hours. He said it yesterday. So it'll be about 48 hours from now. They're going to wait about 24 hours, see if the shutdown's resolved, and then they're going for broke. And it looks like during a shutdown, the president gets powers transferred to him from Congress that he didn't have, they're going to try to do the DOGE cuts. So there is that. This is win, 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 win. The public gets to see, yeah, the Democrats were funding illegals. They only care about illegals. You're going to watch your parks shut down. You're going to watch your, you know, people get no pay. You're going to watch all kinds of wailing and screaming because the illegals need health care, according to the Democrats. And Trump gets to do the DOGE cuts. I don't see a loss here. This is a total win. Now, the Democrats will sue. They're going to sue to try to get the illegals their health care. And they'll also sue on another track to try to stop the DOGE cuts. They're going to lose. But, you know, let them. Let them. This is what winning looks like. And I'm not used to it. Lee, I have a rash. Can you see in the video? I got,
yes. Yeah.
I got a rash. I don't know how to handle this, but I will learn. I will learn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.